You're listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
You are the light.
Welcome today to Lifeline, brought to you by Bob Allen Ministries.
When the storm's within us rage,
you are the light.
You're the master of the waves. You are the lifeline, the mighty God who saves.
Here's your host, Bob Allen.
Good morning, good morning. Welcome to Lifeline Radio. Wake up, call somebody, tell them, turn on your radio, 89.9 FM. Turn on to 89.9 FM. We're going to learn something from the Word of God this morning. We're going to be taught the truth in the Word of God, how to apply the Word of God, how to make it work in your life today. We're not worried about tomorrow. We're worried about today. You got to learn how to operate in the kingdom of God. Good morning. My name is Landon. I'm coming at you live from the studio for Lifeline Ministries. The reason it's called Lifeline, we're trying to throw you a lifeline. We're trying to help you get your walk with Christ right. So here's what happens. During the broadcast, anything you hear that triggers anything, if the Holy Ghost comes upon you, if God calls you, if the Father starts tugging on your heart and you're like, man, I know I can feel it. I just know I need to call. I know I need to get right. There might have been a time when you went down to the altar as a kid. Didn't know what you were saying, didn't mean, had no clue what you're doing. You just did what mama told you to do. Boy, you better get down and get saved. I'm going to kill you. You're like, oh, I better get saved. Mama going to kill me if I don't. You know what I mean? If that's the deal, you never really, from your heart, you never communed. Once you got to be at the age of understanding, you never looked up and said, God, I really do need you. I really do. I want you to know. I want to be honest with you that I need you in my life. I need you in my heart. I can't live without you. As an adult with a conscious decision and the right to make up my mind of what I want to tell you right now, I really do need you. If that's you, you need to call here today. You need to call here today and get right. The purpose is, the purpose of Lifeline is to preach the gospel in truth, not wavered, not watered down, and hope God pricks your heart and calls you unto himself. It's time to be reconciled with God, whether you're 17 or whether you're 70, whether you've been walking in this world for 2 years or 25 or whatever. It's a good time to stop it and surrender to Christ. We're going to start right with scripture today, but let me give you a couple phone numbers to jot down in case you need to call here. You need prayer. You need salvation. You want to know that you're reconciled to God. Maybe you're scared to go down in front of your church because they think you're holier than thou, but you know in your heart, you've never really told God, hey, I really do repent. I mean, John the Baptist said it best. Repent. Be baptized for the remission of your sins. John said, you got to repent for your sins and then start. You can't just oh, I didn't do it, and just brush under a rug and just go on in life. He said, no, it doesn't work. You got to repent. You got to come to God humbly and say, God, I know you're God. And I know that you know what I did. If no one else knows what I said, what I thought, what I did, you do. So out of respect for you as God Almighty of the universe, I want to apologize. I want to ask your forgiveness. I want to ask your spirit and your guidance today. If that's you, 221-1100. There's a lot of people that fit in that category. So if nobody calls, then that means Satan's got more hold on this earth than we think, and that's a really sad state to be in. Okay, as a people, as a town, as a nation, whatever, 221-1100. 221-1100 to call up here and say, Father God, I really do need you in my life. Things ain't going the way I want. 1-800-221-8990 if you're out of town. 1-800-221-8990. Word of God time. Come on, let's word up. Galatians 2:20. You find it in your Bible, in the New Testament. Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians. Go to Galatians 2:20. He says, this is what Paul says. And this is, I want you to feel this. When I'm reading this, put this in your life. Don't look at nobody else. Don't think about, is my mom this? Is my brother this? Are my kids this? Are you this? He says, I am crucified with Christ. This is what Paul said. Paul said, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, don't feel sorry for me because I live. He said, I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Whoo! I am crucified with Christ. Ready? We're going to repeat this slowly. We're going to go through this one time real slow. I want this to sink down in your inner man. If you can get a hold of this, even just 1% of it, you can get a mustard seed out of this verse, the rest of it will have something to land on and turn into a tree and bring forth fruit in your life. Galatians 2:20, he says, I am crucified with Christ. In other words, the way I used to think, the way I used to speak, the things I used to go, the places I used to do, the places I used to go and people I used to hang out with, all that stuff, all that material gain and all that hustle game and all, I'm done with that. He said, I'm crucified with Christ. Just like he crucified his flesh on that cross to redeem me back to God, to reconcile me back to God, he became the lamb to go to the slaughter and be slain and be crucified. In other words, his flesh was totally torn, gone, done, gotten rid of, so that he could rise in spirit and give us eternal life. Well, same thing. Paul said, my flesh is gotten rid of. I have made a choice to be crucified with Christ. The old flesh nature, I'm done with it. It's gone. I put it on the cross. I'm not looking back. I'm not turning back. I'm not going there no more, and I'm not thinking that way no more. He goes, but don't feel sorry for me. Nevertheless, he says, I live. Now I really live. Because how? Why? Why? Yet not I. He goes, I'm not living for myself no more. I'm not going by there. I'm not spending money on that. I'm not about that. I'm about Christ. He says, because Christ liveth in me. You got to get that. That is the check and balance of life. And I'm going to ask you today, is Christ living in you? Is he living in you? Do you know he's in you? Do you commune with him? Is he in you? If there was a baby in your belly, let's say for you women, you would know it, wouldn't you? You wouldn't guess, do I have a baby? You know you got a baby in your belly. If the Holy Spirit's in you, you ought to know it. If I said that and you're going, I don't really know, then you don't really know. He's probably not. You accepted Christ, you got him, but you have no idea who he is, how to commune with him, how to hear from him, how to be taught by him. Listen close. We're going to go over that. All right. Paul says, I am crucified with Christ. I put down my old self. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I. I'm not living for me, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, the life I'm living today, right here on this earth, in the flesh, you see me in the flesh. He said, the life I live right now in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God. Is that where your walk's at? When people see you during the day, at Publix, at work, or whatever, do they go, man and that woman, they live by faith in the Son of God? Do you live by faith in the Son of God, or do you put your faith in everything that everybody says and does toward you, or says and does toward someone else? Do you see that, man? You do that, you're going to get this. Man, if you do that, that's going to happen. Is that where your faith is? Your faith needs to be in the Son of God, who loved you and gave himself for you. Okay, you used to be known by him in the flesh. In other words, let me rephrase that. I just blew that. You used to know him by the flesh. Okay, in your intellect, you used to know God. You thought, well, God's cool. You know, I'll go to church on Sunday because everybody does that. And it kind of makes me look right. People see me as a church folk. Yeah, I want to be known as a church folk. Okay, that's knowing him by the flesh. But God says now's the time when you must know me by spirit. The Bible says they that worship me must worship me in spirit and truth. Ooh, in spirit and truth. So I can't play with God. I can play with folks. I can put on the facade. I can play church. I can play all that. But I can't play with God because I got to worship him in spirit and truth. That's the only rule God gave. He said, you got to worship me. The time is coming and now is when you got to worship me in spirit and truth. Don't come to me in the flesh. Come to me in spirit. Accept my son so that you can be reconciled. Come on. Come on. Go there with me. 2 Corinthians. Excuse me. 2 Corinthians 5, 17 and 18. 2 Corinthians 5, 17 and 18. He says this. Therefore, and this is Paul's just coming out of that teaching about how they used to know God by the flesh, by the law and all that stuff. And he's telling them, now you got to know God by spirit. So he says, okay, so therefore, knowing that you can't do it by flesh anymore, you got to do it by spirit. He says, if any man be in Christ, any man, there's no stipulation. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. These are facts now. These are not dreamland. This is facts. If you're in Christ, if you're, man, I'm all about Christ. Jesus is my dog. Me and Jesus are so tight. I'm all about Christ and the kingdom. And okay, then according to the Bible, you are a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, he says. Notice, this is how magnificent what God has done for you is. All things become new. Wow. Only God can do that. And all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ. By Jesus Christ. I'll say that again. And has given to us the ministry of reconciliation. Again, therefore, if any man be in Christ, that person is a new creation. The old things are passed away. Behold, all things become new, and all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ and given us the ministry of reconciliation. How do you get reconciled back to God? By Jesus Christ. That's what it said. He reconciled us back to himself by Jesus Christ and has given to us the ministry of reconciliation. What in the heck is that? Okay, come on, let's talk about that. Here's what happened. Sending the Holy Ghost to live and dwell in you, so you can become the righteousness of God in Christ. That's how God reconciles you. Because prior to Jesus going to the cross and sending the Holy Ghost back here to dwell in you and live in you and teach you, and so you can learn of him and you can take on the nature of Christ and the Spirit of God. And the Spirit of God lives in you. It starts to train you into his likeness, into how he thinks, into how he sees things. Until you take on the nature of God through the Holy Spirit, you can't see with God's eyes. You only see in the natural. And seeing in the natural, the best you can do is process based on your learned values that you've gotten from birth to whatever age you are. It's a lot easier to take on the nature of God through Christ, have the Holy Spirit or Holy Ghost come move in you, take up residence in you, and you start to commune with him. As you grow in the likeness of Christ through the Holy Ghost being imparted in you, as you take on the impartation of God through his Spirit, then you can be led of the Spirit and walk in the Spirit, and your decisions become easier because you're guided by the Spirit, not by what you think. Your best thinking got you where you are. It's time to leave the best thinking at home and take up the best one that knows it all. Let him live in you, guide you. He will teach you all things. Listen to this, okay? Therefore, one more time. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. And all things are of God, who hath what? Reconciled us back to himself by Jesus Christ. How? Because the first verse said, I'm crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live. Yet not I. I don't live by myself anymore, but I live because Christ liveth in me. Ready? Corinthians said he's reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ. How? Because Christ now lives in you by the Holy Ghost and has given us the ministry of reconciliation. What does that mean? That's the ministry. Jesus left, said, I'll send my Spirit. He'll move in you. He'll reconcile you back to me. Now you have the ability to reconcile others unto me also. You've been given the ministry of reconciliation because you yourself were reconciled to God by his Spirit through Jesus Christ. Now, knowing that, you now understand the operation because you walked it, you experienced it, you lived it. By living it, you can bring it forth. The ministry is now entrusted to you. You got that? Sending the Holy Ghost to live and dwell in you so you can become the righteousness of God in Christ. Listen, let's just back up for a minute and look at what Christ really did, okay? If you go to 2 Corinthians 5:21, it said, for he hath made him, we're talking about God and Christ, for God hath made Jesus to be sin for us, who knew no sin. The only one that didn't actually sin. He doesn't deserve the punishment of God, but that's another story, okay? We all know that. For he, God, hath made Jesus to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we, listen, pay attention, that we might be made. Made. You got to, when made is in Scripture, it's powerful. God is the maker. He's the only one that can just make things, okay? That we might be made the righteousness of God in Christ. Huh? God sent Christ to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we now can be made by Christ through the Holy Ghost the righteousness of God in Christ. You ready? Turn your Bibles to John 14:26. John 14:26. Look at this. Jesus says this. He says, all right, check it out. Just in case you're not getting it, let me kind of tell you how this works. The Comforter. He says, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost. He makes it real clear. He's going to be your comforter. He will comfort you through this world like you would not believe. He is the comfort found in this world. There is no comfort besides in God. He says, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name. Whom the Father will send in my name. You can't skip it around. You can't go to God except through Christ. Don't skip around and start playing this holier than thou, me and God are tight thing, and you don't know Jesus. You don't know God. I'm going to make it real simple. It's all Scripture. Look in there and find it. This is not Landon's theology. This is what the Bible teaches. He says, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name. What's he going to do? The Father's going to send you comfort through the person of the Holy Ghost. How? Through the name of Jesus. He shall teach you all things. Yeah, but he ain't going to teach me all things. What are you talking about? He said, he shall teach you all things. He who? The Holy Ghost. What's he going to do for you? Teach you all things. What else can you ask for? But I don't know how to. What do you mean you don't know how to? He'll teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I've said unto you. You ready? Catch that. Bring all things to your. He's responsible for bringing everything back to your memory. Yeah, but what, Landon? Whatsoever he has said unto you. He's responsible for bringing back the things that God has said unto you. Well, what has God said unto me? I don't know. When's the last time you got in your Bible and let me speak to you? When's the last time you got in your Word of God and let God speak to you through his Word? Very important. If you want this verse to operate for you, if you want the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, to teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, what things? Whatsoever I've said unto you. You got to get in here and find out what he said. You got to get in and find out what he said. Listen to the power available to you. You don't even know it. Romans 8:11. Turn over there. Romans 8:11. Find it. Book of Romans. It's in the New Testament right after the Gospels. You got Acts and Romans. Find Romans. Go to chapter 8. Go to verse 11. Go to verse 11. Listen, I'm going to give you another shot to call here too. I'm going to give you another shot to call here and say, you're right. I really need to be reconciled to God. I mean, that verse just said that the old nature's passed away. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. The old nature's passed away. So let me put us all in check, including me this morning. If you're a church-going folk, if you're a Christian folk, if you claim to have a relationship with God, here's the deal. He said, therefore, if anyone's in Christ. So this is the check and balance. Are you really in Christ, or are you pretending like you're in Christ? This is what I'm trying to say. Are you in him, or do you put on the facade that you're in him? This is the one that's in him. He is a new creature. Old things are passed away. If you're that Christian that's still struggling with old things, if you can't stop things in your life, every day you've got to go by and get that cheeseburger on the way home to dinner. You leave work, your wife's got dinner on the table, and I got to go get a Big Mac. You don't understand, man. It calls my name. I'm hooked on it. Something's wrong. That old lustful nature, that old sin nature, that old gluttonous nature should go away. Landon, man, you don't understand what I do for a living, dude. I got to get a tall boy on the way home. I got to have a cold one, man. I don't care what the woman thinks. I don't care. I need a cold one between my house and, between my job and my house. I got to get a cold one, Landon. I got to cool down. I work hard. That's an old nature. He is a new creature. Old things are passed away. 2 Corinthians 5:17 and 18. Look at it with your own eyes. If you love yourself at all, look at it with your own eyes. He is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. So if you're walking with the Lord, you think so, but you're still holding on to all this old nature, you haven't surrendered for him to live in you. He says, nevertheless, I live, but Christ liveth in me. If you're doing that, you're quenching the Spirit of God. You're not allowing him to grow and manifest in your life. You're keeping him subdued by the dumb old nature, which you don't even desire anymore. The devil's got your mentality trained that in your mind, you think you need it. It's a total lie from the pit of hell, 100%, but you still buy it and you still believe it because you haven't gotten in the Word enough to be trained up by the water of the Word and nurtured in the Word to learn who you are and how you walk. You got to get in the Word. I'm trying to tell you now. 221-1100. It's time to call up here and change your life now. 221-1100. Landon, you're right. I need God now. Pray that God manifest himself to me. Pray the Spirit move in me. I need the Holy Ghost to be real to me. I need to be able to commune with him. I'm tired of playing church. There's a million people like that. 221-1100. 888-221-8990. Romans 8:11. I told you go there a minute ago. Ready? He says, but if the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead, does this sound familiar? Huh? But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, the Father will send in my name. He'll teach you all things. If the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwells in you. Where? Dwells in you. What did we start with? Galatians 2:20. I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. But not I. But Christ lives in me. How? By the Spirit. Christ lives in me. How? By the Spirit. Romans 8:11. But if the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwells in you, what does he do? He comes to you on Sunday and Sunday night and Wednesday. The Spirit of God, the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwells in you on Sunday morning church, on Sunday night church, and on Wednesday night church service, and every now and then on Saturday night when you go. No, he says, but if the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, totally 100% dwelling in you. Let's say you have some kind of sickness, some kind of disease that dwells in you. It doesn't just dwell in you on Monday, Thursday, and every other Saturday. That disease and sickness dwells in you 24 hours a day, the same thing. But if the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead, if the Holy Ghost, in other words, dwells in you, then he that raised up Christ from the dead shall quicken, which means bring life to your mortal body. How? By his Spirit that dwelleth in you. Let me say that again, because a lot of people are stricken these days. There's a lot of infirmity on the earth. We're reaping a lot of things we sow. A man shall reap what he sows. The Bible says a man shall reap what he sows. Whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. So a lot of this has been brought about onto us by ourselves, our dumb decisions and foolish actions of what we sowed we are reaping. A lot of it's been brought unto us and up on us by the devil who's real, who walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. So of course he's going to stricken you with everything that he possibly can to keep you from coming to the Word of God, coming to the truth, and receiving from Christ the power found in the Word. There's Word of power. The Bible refers to it The Bible says that Christ upheld all things by the word of his power. It says upholding all things, health, upholding all things. Okay. A sound mind, upholding all things, the ability to keep you sober, upholding all things, the ability to heal you, the ability to keep you in a relationship with him, the ability to make you new again. He's upholding all things by the word of his power. So, okay, if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwells in me, that same spirit that raised Christ from the dead, the Holy Ghost, shall quicken me, bring life to my mortal body. How? By his spirit, where? That dwells in me. So if God's willing to put his spirit in me, okay, to comfort me and teach me all things. Now, it said all things, remember? And bring all things to my memory, whatsoever he has said, then it's my responsibility to find out what he said. It's my responsibility. If I'm not receiving from God, I didn't do my part. I've not been in my Bible. What are you talking about, Lane? I ain't got time for that, man. You realize how busy I am? Do you know who I am? Do you know how much I work? Do you know how much my phone rings? Then it's my responsibility to find out what he said. If I find the promise in Scripture, okay? If I get in my Bible and I find the promise, the Holy Ghost has to teach it to me. Jesus promised that in 14:26, the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom Father God will send to you in my name, in Jesus' name, he'll teach you all things. He'll bring to your remembrance everything I've ever said unto you. So if he doesn't do that, he's a liar. He's got to honor his word. This is God. He cannot lie. He's got to honor his word. If I find the promise, the Holy Ghost has to teach it to me. God is obligated. God has made me promises that tells me he's obligated to honor his word. So then if I find the promise of God in his word, where do you find the promises of God? In his word. What is his word? The Bible. The Bible is the word of God. If you don't believe that, you have not read it. When you get into it and study it, it will manifest itself to you. You don't have to have anybody tell you anything. You get in your word and you say, Father God, I want to find you. I want to get to know you. I want to have a relationship with you. I want to be serious with you in my life. I'm going to read your word, and please, Father God, I beg you from my heart, manifest yourself to me. If you mean what you say, he will manifest himself to you. That word will become life to you and not your neighbor and not your other person at work, not the other person, because they're not doing what you're doing. They're not saying, Father, from my heart, I mean this. Because Father God looks down. He's a discerner of your thoughts and your intents, of your heart, of your heart. So when he sees your heart means what it says, he will pour himself out upon you. The word will become alive unto you. It will quicken your inner man and start to manifest itself to you and become a life source to you, speak to you clearly, guide you clearly, give you instructions clearly on how to walk and how to be made whole in this world today, now. So if I find the promise of God in his word, the Holy Ghost is under oath to teach it to me. Jesus said so in John 14:26. And God is under oath to honor it. So what perplexes me is, as smart as we are, we won't take the time to find the promise in the word of God and then have the supernatural source of life, the Holy Spirit and God Almighty himself, honor the word and make it come forth in our life. We'd rather go get some stupid thing than to have a great manifestation from God that we desperately need come forth in our life. Because you know why? No one's teaching you this. You don't think it's real. You don't think it's possible. You don't realize if I get in my word of God and I get serious about God and I take on the comfort of the Holy Spirit through the name of Jesus, through the bloodline of Jesus, and I believe on the sacrificial lamb, and I believe that he rose the third day from the dead. Easter's coming up. If I believe he really rose from the dead, God will honor that and God will quicken me because he'll see my heart's right. And he'll see that my mind's right. And I'm trying to walk in his way. I'm not playing games no more. I'm trying to get it. And when I try to get it, he's going to give it to me. Matthew 4:4 said, man shall live. Man shall live by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. What I say? I said the Holy Ghost is responsible for teaching it to you, and God's got to honor it. It's his oath unto you. Man shall live by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Now, Hebrews 1:3 says this. Check this out. Hebrews 1:3 says, God upholds all things by the word of his power. So he upholds all things by his power. But how? By the word. That's what that verse says. God upholds all things by his power. God upholds all things by the word of his power. You find the promise where God spoke specifically, I give unto you life. I bring unto you blessing. Matter of fact, let me just show you a few. Let's find some promises real quick. Let me show you a promise and show you how this works, just so you get it, okay? Proverbs 30:5. It says, every word of God is pure. Ha, beat that. Every word of God is pure. He is a shield unto them that put their trust in him. Psalms 1. We're getting short on time, so I'm going to roll quick so I can talk to you at the end for a minute. Psalms 1 says, blessed is the man. Oh, I landed. I'd love to be a blessed man. I'd love to be a blessed woman. Listen close. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. What's the first thing this blessed man does? He does not hang around those who are ungodly. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor that stands in the way with sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. Don't hang around scornful people. Don't be caught up around sinners, and stay away from the ungodly. This is the rules of God. Look it up. Psalms 1. Psalms 1. But he says, blessed is the man whose delight is in the law of the Lord. Whose delight is in the law of the Lord. And in that law of the Lord, does he meditate day and night? Check this guy out now. This is what God does for you through the name of Jesus, by the power of the Holy Ghost. He says, and he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. That's great, man. That tree never runs dry. That bringeth forth his fruit in season. His leaf shall not wither. And whatsoever he does shall prosper. That's what it says in Scripture. Look it up in Psalms 1. Look it up in Psalms 1. Go to Luke real quick. Luke 11. Yeah, Luke 11. Go to Luke 11, verse 9. Check this out. I'm going to teach you something real fast. We got like 2 minutes. Jesus said, and I say unto you, ask and it shall be given you. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. A mean of us has said that since little children's school. Check it out, though. Ask and it shall be given you. Ask what? Ask God to have Jesus come, move into your heart, and reconcile you unto himself. That's rule number one. When you do that, then you seek the promise in Scripture, and then you knock, and then you knock, and then you knock, and you say, Father God, your word says, Father God, your word says that for everyone that asketh, receiveth. So I ask right now that Jesus come into my heart, that the Holy Ghost be revealed to me. Your word says in verse 10, everybody that asks receiveth. Then it says, and he that seeketh findeth. So you know what, Father? From this moment on, I'm going to get myself in this word. I'm going to eat, I'm going to breathe, I'm going to sleep this word till I find it, and then I'm going to knock on heaven's door until you give it to me, because right here in Luke, okay, 11, 9, and 10, you tell me that you'll do this for me. Now, Mark 11, 23, real quick, Jesus says this, and we're going to sign off. Jesus, here's another promise. You got to see these promises. Jesus says, have faith in God. That's rule number one. Then he says, for verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Somebody needs to get in here now, receive Christ, get the Holy Ghost in your life, get in here and find Mark 11, 23. Somebody's stricken with cancer this morning, and you need to get in this Bible, and you need to stay on Mark 11, 23, and you need to do what we just said. You need to seek, you need to ask, receive, seek, and then knock. Seek it in Scripture, and then knock on heaven's door and say, Father God, you said, verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say to this mountain, I say to this cancer right now, you be removed, and you be cast into the sea out of my body, because right now I'm the temple of the Holy Ghost. I have taken on a new nature. I'm remade by Christ. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ lives in me. And if Christ lives in me, that's the hope of glory. Well, this verse says, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea. And I don't doubt in my heart, Lord. I believe this Bible. Then I believe it, and I believe the things I say shall come to pass. Your word says I'll have whatsoever I say. That's how you work God. That's how you get in with him. You get to be a sonship. You get in the kingdom by the bloodline of Christ, and that's how you find the promise, and you hold to it with all your life. The promises of God are yes and amen. In other words, they're the only thing that can be trusted. Listen to me. You contact me this week. TryLifelineGmail.com. People need help. I know a lot of y'all heard that, and you want to call, and the devil's hindering your phone. The devil's got your fingers tied. He's got your tongue tied. He's got your brain numb. Listen to me. TryLifeline@gmail.com. I expect to hear from you. Send me money. I'll be blunt. Send something. Tithe to this ministry. I need to pay for this radio spot. Help me out here. Lifeline. Box 1603. Jensen Beach, 34958. Lifeline. 1603. Jensen Beast, 349. Call up here. 221-1100. 221-1100. I love you.
Brought to you by your generous gift of support. To support this ministry, please send your gifts to Lifeline, P.O. Box 1603, Jensen Beach, Florida, 34958. To contact Dr. Allen, the email address is trylifeline@gmail.com. Thank you for listening, and join us next week at the same time for Lifeline.